Well, it's all about management integration, something DHS has been working on for some time, and we've been talking about this, I think, for 7 years now.
Yeah.
The goal is to establish actually a common language and business discipline around mission-critical functions. Janice Hall-Lute is the DHS Deputy Secretary. She says DHS has established a management integration around three key themes: improve end-to-end management of acquisition, strengthening financial management reporting, and improve human capital management, meaning how they recruit, retain qualified people. Now, these are the three areas or buckets or cross-cutting areas, and they have more specific integration efforts fall into each of those, such as, you know, enterprise governance, balanced workforce strategy, even the data center migration project, which, again, we've talked a lot about all three of those. But there are specific programs or initiatives ongoing in each of these areas, and I think acquisition really is the key one.
And acquisition, what steps are they taking?
Well, DHS detailed today a new acquisition process to lawmakers showing how they would strengthen the oversight during the requirements definition phase as well as the post-award phase. Those are two traditionally the weakest areas for DHS. Now, Lute says DHS has implemented regular portfolio reviews and already has analyzed more than 70 what she calls Tier 1 and Tier 2 acquisition projects since 2009. Now, these are Tier 1, Tier 2 projects, so the most mission-critical projects, SBINet, OneNet are just some examples. GAO's Kathleen Barrick is the Managing Director for Homeland Security and Justice Issues. She also testified after Lute and said the initiatives DHS is putting in place are good, but it's always all about that implementation. You know, the proof is in the pudding.
Right.
We've heard that many times.
Yeah.
Barrick says DHS has tried this in the past and has some good ideas, but it's really failed in the execution stage. She said most programs either didn't go through the review process like they were supposed to or didn't have departmental approved baselines or requirements. And even those that did go through the review process, the project managers failed to follow through with the recommended changes. So GAO and the committee obviously are going to continue to follow how DHS implements the progress around acquisition.
And also financial management systems on the docket. DHS long had a financial management contract that they've been working on, system they've been trying to get in place. We only have about 45 seconds, but give us a quick update on that, too.
Yes, another huge project. So basically, Lute says DHS is working closely with OMB to implement the new guidelines that OMB put out basically about a month ago. They've established an executive steering committee to ensure that what they call TASC stays in alignment with high-priority needs. And, in fact, they have a plan that's going to be tailored by component for the specific needs, most critical needs of those components. And they presented their plan to the Interagency Financial Systems Oversight Board recently and are waiting word to move forward.
Wow. And you'll have much more tomorrow?
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive. We'll even get an impassioned speech from Senator Voinovich as he's retiring in a few months.
Yeah, his last hearing, right?
Yeah, his last hearing. So he made some really interesting comments. So we're going to have that for you, for our listeners, tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morse.